Okay, let's begin our discussion of Beitza Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Ches, and we continue here talking about issues of Muksa and Malacha, and we are up to the discussion of wood and Kalim. We spoke about Kalim that broke before Yantif and on Yantif, and what you're allowed to use for firewood or some type of fuel. So Tani Rebbe Chiya, so we're up to Tani Rebbe Chiya, the Braisa, and Oz V'Hadar, middle of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, but here on the top of Lamed Ches in the other version. So Tani Rebbe Chiya, Masikin Ba'ochlin, one is allowed to heat their your food on Yantif, and instead of using it for food, you want to use it for fuel. You want to use it for burning, right? That you ran out of firewood, so you're going to use some of your less needed food in order to cook the other food. So you're allowed to do that. Masikin ba'ochlin. Why? Because ochel is not muksa. So if something's not muksa, you can use it for anything you want. Anyante. So masikin ba'ochlin. Avalo b'klipehen, avalo b'galinehen. But you cannot use their peels, their klipos, or the galinehen, their pits. Why not? Right, when Shabbos was started, what was that? When Shabbos started, that was part of the food. Right, that was part of the food, right? That was what we might call a shomer lepri, right? That's discussed in Maseches Uksin and elsewhere, that something that is a secondary element to a fruit, but it's that it keeps it fresh, a peel, a pit, that's part of the food. So what is the Braisa telling us here? It says Rebbe Chiya that even though it was ocha when the Yantif started, but right now what is it? Right now it's muksa. Right now it's basically useless, the peels and the pits, and therefore you're not allowed to move it, right? It's muksa. Says the Karban Eida, Imachal Peres Biyantif, Asr Lahasik Beklipasan. If you ate Peres and Yantif, you can't use the peels. Avagav Deruyin Lamachal Behema, even though they're Ro'i now for Machal Behema, Asurin Mishum Nolad, it's Asr Mishum Nolad, De Esmal Hayu Omdin Alehem. They're also mishum nolad because lo adam, because yesterday was roi lo adam and now it's not roi lo adam anymore. Something changed, so it is nolad, right? It is a new status, and therefore it is a type of muksa. Right, we spoke the first laugh in Maseches Beitza. Remember, it speaks about a mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. What happens if when I finish my meal and all of a sudden at the end of my meal I have the bones on the table and I have the peels and the, like, how do you take that away? Right. What about muksa? Is the tablecloth the plate of buses l'davar ha'aser? How do you move that? So that's, you know, reflective of this idea as well, that it becomes nolad. I alluded to in the last year, but I didn't get to mention it. And that is, if you look at the Shmir Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos has probably the biggest footnote in the whole sefer. In Perek Chav Beis, he talks about issues of nolad. It's a 2.5-page footnote. It's going on the whole parak of Perkav Beis is klalei muksa. Says the Shmir Shabbos Vida ki bedin nolad nechel gur Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda also Rabbi Shimon matir. As we know, nolad is one of those muksas that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa, Rabbi Shimon does not. The kayamim shlosha mine nolad. There are three types of nolad, but then he says there are five types of molid. There's nolad and there's molid. So he says nolad, just again, not just Rashi Prakim. The Kayamim Gimel Mine Nolad. Number one, Nolad Gamur Shelohaya Klab Olam Ibod Yom. So we understand that the nolad that we're talking about here is not like more extreme nolads. Here, the pits and the peels were here. It's not like this was a new existence on Yantif. So category one nolad is where it totally was not in existence before Shabbos and Yantif. Gaber Shimon Modesh Aser, that everybody agrees is Aser. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that nolad gomor is Aser. Right? If you have ashes after wood was burned, Efer shall eat Sabjusku b'Shabbos, right? Ubi Yantif. That's a totally new idea. Ashes weren't here beforehand. V'chein peres shaholchu v'gadlu b'Shabbos. If you have fruit that grew, shav shemutter liktof asam b'shulchol sheish posakana asur him betilder shlolot zorach achola b'shem iser nolad. Quotes different ideas of nolad gomer. Then he says, number two, nolad she'enu dover chadosh lagamrei, nolad that is not totally new, v'gam etzam adarva lo nishtanim imashay b'tchila, and really nothing about it changed. But its purpose changed. The item is kind of the same, but the purpose changed. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and on Shabbos we pass on like Lekulik Rabbi Shimon, and on Yantif Lechumra. So, V'lochein, Atzmos nisparku me'abasar sha'alehen b'shabbos. Bones of chicken. Bones of chicken. Is that Nola? It was never here. It was here beforehand. But before, when Yontif started, when Shabbos started, it was part of food for people. Right? It was connected to the flesh, and it was part of food for people. Now it's no longer for people. Now it's only for animals. Fein ruyos la'achilas behema. Va'adko hayitfeilim la'ochel. And up till now, it was tafel, it was secondary to the ochel. V'nechshavim la'ochel sh'roi la'achilas adam. Shabbos daf chavtes. B'Shabbos, and not argamar, B'Shabbos, he'd mutaris betiltol, u'biyantav ein asuros, right? That's number two. Kli shenishra B'Shabbos. What we're talking about here, this is all category two type of nolad. A kli that was broken. Veina roi l'machto arishona. You were able to, a bowl. You had a bowl, and now, you know, it broke, and now it's not a bowl anymore, but it's still a good piece that you could use for, I don't know, a back scratcher. Right? Whatever it is, you could use it for a different purpose. Right? Behemosh in this novel, an animal that dies. Right, on Shabbos. All of these are category two type of nolad. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and that's what's being discussed in our Gemara. Right, this type of nolad. It wasn't totally non-existent, but it just existed for a different purpose. And number three, nolad de meikara nami hayaroi lachila. Number three is where it existed beforehand. Uchla de ifrisu, where it's it existed, but now it's in a somewhat of a different form. V'gamla didan mutra afilu ba'achila. Right? Mashkin shezavu mitutim v'rimonim. You have liquid that oozed out of strawberries or other fruit. If the fruit were omi l'achila, you weren't planning to squeeze the fruit, because then it might be a gzera, shema yischot, but you had no plans of squeezing, and the liquid came out by itself, so that's a type of nolad that might be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, that's the three types of nolad. Our Gemara here is about the middle one. Again, totally new, or it was there but now a new purpose, or is it a different form than it was. Then the Gemara, then he talks about, we're not going to go through all of these, this separate concept of molid, not nolad, where it happens by itself, where molid, I cause it to change forms. Molad, creation, right? Rashi discusses this by crushing ice on Shabbos or Yontif. What about putting something in a atmosphere where it's going to change? Right? Let's say become liquefied or melt. So this is a discussion in the Raman, the Sefer HaTruma, and that's where we're not going to, right? What about crushing a snowball on Shabbos? Talks about all of these issues. Okay. So we're going to leave that for now. Now let's get back to our Gemara. So again, the Braisa says you're allowed to use food, for fuel, because it's not muksa, but the other things are not. Rav was one sitting in front of Rabbi Chiya, Rav Aviyachal, and he was eating fruit, Vavi Mischami Zarak Gotafye. And it appeared, Mischami, right? Chami is to see, Mischami, it appeared that he was throwing the peels or the pits, whatever was left, go tafye into the oven. We're going to go with one shot of this Gemara. It looked like he was going into the oven, right? Tafye, right? The carbonate that says a kira, right? That's an oven. Vizara kumi tafye. He was really only throwing it in front of the kira. He was throwing it on the floor, meaning it was muksa. He was just putting it on the floor, getting rid of it. He wasn't throwing it into the oven. So Amalei Reb Chiya Rabba was looking closely. Amalei Reb Chiya Rabba, so Reb Chiya Rabba was saying, Hachazrog, no, throw it here. Meaning, make sure you don't throw it near the oven. Just throw it, from. Maybe he thought he wasn't being so medactic. Others say maybe he was throwing it into the oven and he was telling him not. But Amalei, Mabin Hacha, Mabin Hacha. So he says, what's the difference? What's the difference where I throw it? Amalei Ben Picha. And he says to him, Ben Picha. Ben Picha is what? Ben Gedolim, Rashi says. Acharehem. Take out the second acharehem. Follow them. Follow who? Follow the rabbis. Follow the rabbis who say you're not allowed to throw these into the oven because it is muksa. Acharehem. Look at the charedim on the bottom. Acharehem, the last point in this sugya. Klomar, acharei divrei chachamim. Ein laharer chas v'shalom. Don't question the rabbanan in this case. Vaharei amru. And they said, ein masikin begarinin. Right, they said, "Don't you cannot use pits velo palag, and they didn't make any chilukim with Tani Rabbi Chiya. V'lo svara denafshe havi Tani ala kabbalas hatona marishonim. Rabbi Chiya Rabbah was saying, this is what the earlier generation said to do, and therefore this is what we have to, this is what we have to follow. Right? That's what the Pnei Moshe also says, acharei emroi lelech. Even if I might not think or be so strong in the Shita, but this is what the Rabbanan said. Rabbi Chiya Rabbah was teaching Rav, and therefore that's what you need to do. Again, the idea of following the Rabbanan, again, in this stage, it was following the earlier Chazal. Right? We're talking about some of the members of Chazal here, but they were talking about following the earlier Tanaim, this is what needs to do. Is he saying that you're not allowed to, or that you shouldn't? Right? Not allowed to argue on the earlier Tanaim, or that you shouldn't? Right? Or this is just some general concept of lo sasser, you should follow the words of the Rabbanan, even if it's not fully understood to you. Again, there's a big sugya that we're not going to get to now called Da'as Torah or Das Torah, you know, how much, the authority of the Rabbanan. Here we're talking about within halacha. There's a whole separate category, even meta, extra halachic, but at least within halacha, the pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, do not turn, lo sasur, do not turn from the words of the Rabbanan, yamin u'smol, right or left. And Rashi there says, afilu im omer lachal yamin shu u'smol val smol shol yamin, lashon Rashi, right? Even if he says your right is left and left is right, you have to listen. Says the Ramban, that doesn't mean that if it's the middle of the afternoon and somebody tells you, a rabbi tells you it's nighttime, you have to listen. If you know for sure, that there is clear mitzius, that's not what the pasuk is referring to. You're right or left is right. In yano, says the Ramban, afilu tachsho belimcha, you think right is left and left is right. You think that. Afilu tachsho belimcha, shein toim, and they're mistaken, vadavar pashut be'inecha, and it's clear to you, kasher ato yodea ben yamincha l'smalcha. Even if it's clear to you, it's about a topic, and you think it's clear to you, just like you know you're right from your left. So says the Rabbat Hasakim is Fasim. V'yal Tomar, Eich Ochel Hachila V'Gomer Azeh. But if the Sanhedrin tells me to eat this non-kosher fat, how could I do that? O Ero Ka Isha Naki Azeh. V'yal Tomar Kach Tziva Usi Ha'adon. So Hashem told me to listen. Hamitzave Ala Mitzvahs. She'eseh B'chol Mitzvah Sof K'chol Asher Yoruni Ha'omdim Lefana B'makom Asher Yivchar. This is the Sanhedrin, right? The Ramban is connecting this Dafka to the Sanhedrin Agadol in Yerushalayim. With the Siyata Deshmaya of the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Sanhedrin that sits in the Lishkas HaGazis, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, so the special Siyata Deshmaya of the Beis HaMikdash could be found, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, and therefore, trust them, says the Ramban. V'yal Mashmoz Daitam Nasan Liyat Torah Afilu Yitu. And they were given the authority, even if they would make mistakes. V'zekei din Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel b'yom kippurim shachal yas b'cheshbono. That's how Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where he had to go walk on his Yom Kippur, according to his calculation. V'hutzrach b'mitzvah hazos sarah gadol ma'od. There's a very strong need for this mitzvah, says the Ramban. There's a Ramban in Shoftim, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. Ki ha-Torah nitna lanu b'chzav. The Torah was given to us in writing. V'yaduahu shalo yishtavu ha-deyos b'chol ha-dvarim ha-noladim. There's definitely, obviously, going to be different opinions in understanding, in interpretation. V'hine yirbu ha-machlokos, v'tasa ha-Torah kamatoros. Right? There'll be splintering of the Torah if everybody gets to say their own opinion. V'chatach lanu ha-kasuf ha-din, she-nishpa le-bezen ha-gadol, ha-omed l'fnei Hashem b'makam ha-she-yivchar. Right? We even have the concept of zakei mamre. If one of the great members of the Sanhedrin was outvoted, 70-1, and, you know, everybody, this one person thinks that everybody else is wrong, so he has to give in. He has to give in, because that's even in this specific case where if the 70 are wrong, but this is for the betterment latova of the system. Ki al dasha lahemu nosein lahem haTorah afilu yiu beinecha kemachlif hayamin b'smol. V'kol shekein sheish tachal lachshov sheimom ma'yamin shuimim. And also maybe you have to rethink. Maybe they're saying right is right and left is left, and the mistake is ki ruach Hashem al mashar say mekacha. So again, Rabbi Chiya Rabbah told Rav here achareim. Right, follow them in this regard. And again, this is at least talking about the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Sefer HaChinuch also mentions this. How much does the Din D'Oraisa of Los Asur apply in further generations? That's a discussion in the Poskim and in the Rishonim. Again, the Rambam thinks Remember, the Rambam thinks that even Dinim Durabanan are included in Los Asur. Right? A big discussion that the Ramban is very upset about. But the Rambam says, Bochan Hilchas Mamrim and in Hilchas, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is, the Dinim Durabanan are also included in that. Okay. So Rabbi Chiya Rabba told him, this is the one version of the story that we just had. Again, Rav was eating fruit and looked like he was, you know, throwing the peels into the fire or in front of the fire or not being so makbid. And Rabbi Chiya Rabba said, no, you can't do that. You got to follow the Rabbanan that it's asur because this is a type of nolad. So it's mashma that, at least according to this version, maybe Rav thought it wasn't a problem. Maybe Rav thought it wasn't such a problem. Why wouldn't he think? Doesn't Rav agree to nolad, as we just said? But maybe, as we alluded, this is a different type of nolad. If it's nolad gamor, then fine. That's nolad. But here, it was there always. Right? The peel was always there. This is nolad. I could see the peel before Shabbos. I could see the peel on Shabbos. Okay, now it has a little different function. So maybe Rav thought that wasn't such an issue of nolad. But the Gemara now says, Rav Chanina, Ochla Havizarak. Rabbi Chanina, according to the Charedim, a different shot of the story. No! There was still some food on the peels when he threw it. It wasn't that he threw just the peels. Ochla Havizarak. Look at the Charedim. Polig Amanda Amar Dahachi Avi Uvda. Va'amar delesa. He argues on the one who said the previous version of the story was correct. He says, no. The Rav lo haya zorek ela hatamarim atzmam. And he threw the dates themselves. Ulatocha or mamish ha'yizok. And he threw it into the fire mamish. Like Rabbi Chiya said earlier, masikin ba'ochlin. Va'amar lo Rabbi Chiya klum. And the whole story you got wrong. Right? He threw the fruit and Rabbi Chiya never said anything to him. Right? The whole story was wrong. Amar le Rav Imi Bavlaya. Rav Imi Bavlaya says, another version of the story. Chula have. Machlokas in the Mefarshim. What does this mean? We're going to go with one shot. Chula. It was really weekday when this story happened. There's others that say he was a chola, but we're going to read it with chula have. It was a weekday when it happened. And Rabbi Chiya did comment to him. And he was throwing the peels into the fire. And all Rabbi Chiya said was, Amar lei, keneged kein aser b'yantif. You know, if you would do this on yantif, this would be a problem. That was the version. He wasn't saying it wasn't Shabbos, it wasn't Yontif. He was just saying what Rav was doing during the week. He said, you know, if you do this on Yontif, that would be a problem. So three versions of what the story was, right? Whether he was actually throwing the peels into the fire, near the fire, or he was actually throwing only food, actual tamarim, or it was a weekday, and Rav Chiya said, if you did this on Yontif, that would be a problem. Okay. V'lo b'kurdam. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, even in cases where you're allowed to chop firewood on Yontif, maybe it wasn't designated for construction before Yontif, maybe it broke before Yontif. Either way, you're not allowed to use fancy types of cutting instruments. Kurdo, magal, megera. Those aren't allowed to be used, but you're only allowed to use a kofitz. And we spoke about on the Mishnah, you know, what's the reason for that? Either because it's a zilzul of Yontif to use these fancy types of machinery, so to speak, or it's uvdin dechol, some type of issues. Now we're going to talk about each of those items. So bakardom, a type of fancy axe. Debase Rabbi Yanai amrin mevakin bakardom. Rabbi Yanai says, no, you're allowed to use a kardom. Tana Rabbi Yoshia mevakin bakardom. You're allowed to use the kardom. Shmuel amar alachim yishol mershim mevakin bakardom. They didn't think these amoraim or these tanaim, some of them, didn't think that it was a problem to use this type of kli. They didn't think it was an uvdin dechol. They didn't think it was such a fancy kli that it would look like an umnis tani. Rabbi Yossi ben Kupar, Amar Mishum, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Beishama Yosher, and Beisilam Matirin. They thought that maybe it's even a machlokas, Beishama Beisilal. And Beisilal is the one that's Matirs, and therefore our Mishnah, according to this, would be reflecting the Shita of Beishamai. That's the kardum. Velo b'magal. Magal is the next, the sickle. Is tani tani mavakin vis tani tani emavakin. Right, different prices. Whether you're allowed to use the this type of magal on yantif. So what are the two prices? We're trying to put them together. So Amar Rav Chisda, manda Amar mavakin magal shoyat. The one that says mavakin that you're allowed to use, that's talking about some type of hand sickle. It's more rudimentary. And it's a less serious type of kli, and that's allowed to be used on yantif. Man damar ein mevakin b'magal shel katzir. But the one that says you can't be mevakeya with it, that's talking about a serious harvesting sickle, and that's used for the field, and therefore that would not be allowed. Again, all of these are isurei drabanan to try to keep the balance of allowance of Ochol Nefesh and Yontif needs versus keeping the Yontif as a separate special type of day. You don't want to be involved in the regular activities. Period. Once we have Rav Chisda telling me, oh, these two brises don't argue, so we're going to quote a couple of other situations, nothing to do directly with what we've been talking about, where you have two brises and Rav Chisda comes along and says there's no stira. So, is tani tani mefaspisin bekalakin. The is tani tani ain mefaspisin. What does this mean? Many different pshatim are given. We're going to go with the Sefer Charedim Strat. Mefaspisin bekalakin. Mefaspis is to untangle, right? If a nazir has hair that's in knots and knotted, are you allowed to try to untangle the nazir's hair? So two brises. One says yes, one says no. What's the issue? One of the isurim of a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to become tamei, wine or anything related to wine, and he can't become tamei and he can't cut his hair. So what do you do here? If you try to untangle the nazir's hair, then there's a good chance that maybe some of the hair is going to come out and it's going to be a problem. So one brisa says, mefaspasin, right? The Charedim goes through, how do you get these words to mean what we just said? Mefaspes, shemafrij sa'aros of zumizu, separating the hairs from each other. Af al pi shepame meshira seyar, even though sometimes the hair comes out, still, why would it be allowed? Kerab Shimon, the Davar Shein Miskavin Mutter. Like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we know the machlokas that comes up often, Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shein Miskavin. If I do act A, which might or might not cause act B, Rabbi Yehuda says that's usur. Rabbi Shimon says that's mutter. Right, that's part of the issue of Meleches Machsheves Usra Torah. Meleches Machsheves, you know, doesn't fit the standard of Hilchos Shabbos. Says, but what did I just say? What I just said was not 100% correct. Because here we're talking about Nazir, nothing to do with Shabbos. So this Darshei Miskavin has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos and Meleches Machsheves. But you see clearly from here that Chazal held that the concept of Darshei Miskavin appears elsewhere also, outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnayos and Nazir talk about that a Nazir cannot brush his hair in the normal way because that will uproot hairs, and that's usur. If it's Vadai, Sekresha. But if it's softly, I'm using a soft brush with soft bristles, and I'm going to do it softly, so maybe hairs won't come out, so then that's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's kavod is mutter. That has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves. But the concept appears even outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So one brisa says, you're allowed to do this, mefaspisin b'kelakim, you're allowed to undo, untangle, and one says not. So Amar Rav Chisda said, I'll tell you the answer. Manda Amar mefaspisin b'bari. The brisa that says you're allowed to, bari, a bari is someone who has healthy hair, healthy, robust hair that it's really connected to the scalp. And when you brush, it's not vada going to come out. So that's where we say that's mutter, that's Darshei Miskavin. Mandamar ein mefaspisin betush. The one who says that you're not allowed to untangle, that's talking about somebody who has tush, I guess a weak type of hair, very loose. So even if you untangle very softly, it's still going to come out. So that's what we would call the psik resha. And that's why the brisa would say it would be usur. So both brises are, this, according to this reading, is following the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And one case is a Darshei Miskavin, and one case is a psik, is a psik resha. The Achronim discuss the, svaris of psik resha. I think we might have mentioned this at some point recently. And that is, why would you say psik resha is chayiv daraisa? Right, Darshei Miskavin, if it might or might not happen, so that I say it is mutter. But if it's psikresha, right, I know the light is on in the fridge, but I have no intention for the. I just have kavanah to open the fridge, but I know vandai. I know it's open, so it's on. So I know this will cause this. Right, I know I'm chopping off the head of the chicken in order to get it to be the a child's toy. But I know the chicken's gonna die, but you know that's not my kavanah. So why are you chayiv in that case? That's not your kavanah. Darshei Miskavin is mutter. Why is it not your kavana? So there's two understandings that the Achronim have. Rabbi Chanan has this in the first parak of Ksubis, in Kovet Shiurim, in Simen Yud Ches, where he says, number one understanding is that, well, if you know it's for sure going to happen, you can't say you didn't have kavana for it. What do you mean have kavana for it? You know it's for sure going to happen, right? If Act A will vade cause Act B, we say it's ki'ilu you had kavana for it. That's one understanding of psik resha while you're chayef. You have to have kavana for a malacha to be chayiv da'araisa. But it's as if you had kavana for it, because you know it's for sure going to happen. Kavana for act A, where for sure result B will happen, is ki'ilu you had kavana for result B. Or the other way, no, you didn't have kavana for act B, for result B. But kavana for act A, and act A and B are what's called maisim mitzurafim, they're connected actions, so it's good enough to have kavana for only action A. And you're chayiv even for action B, because the actions are connected. The actions, if the actions are for sure, vandai, one is going to cause the other, it's considered as if you did the other act. Right? What happens if it's a very windy day, and I have a candle right by my front door, and I'm going to go outside, and I know when I open the door, boom, the wind's going to come in and blow out the candle right away. I can't open my door on Shabbos unless I stand in front of it and block it so maybe it won't go out. What do you mean? I'm just opening up the door. I'm not putting out the candle. Yeah, but if you know for sure that opening up the door will blow out the candle, vadai, so then that's ke'ilu, you did that, the other act, right? And not that you're not kavana, you only have kavana for act A. But if the result would be act B, and there are many nafkaminas between these two, the case that Rabbi Chanan discusses is psikresha delo nichale. In a case where, what if you don't want the other result? Psikresha delo nichale. You don't want the result of act B. So then you can't say ki'ilu yad kavana. You don't want it. It's anti-kavana. You don't want it. But if you say the second approach, maybe you'll still be chayav. That's the machlokes to be shown him. But psikresha delo nichale is also aser. As the Sefer HaArach holds his mutter psikresha delo nichale. And there are many other nafkaminas as well, in terms of psikresha, the case I think we mentioned recently of if it's possible to not have, or the case that we discussed about, I think last week, the Rashba and the Ran, about the closing your front door knowing that there's a deer inside. Closing the front door doesn't always seem to be considered trapping, so we discussed that there. We're not going to get back to that, but there are many nafkaminas related to this. The whole idea of nazir also, there's so much to talk about in Yoni Naziris. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Yerushalmi in Nazir sometime next year. But there are many different discussions, both hashkafically and halachically, in terms of Naziris. Whether, how do you classify Isurei Naziris? Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chefza? Right, is that the is it like a neder that the wine is usher to me? Or is it that it's like a shmua, I'm not allowed to drink the wine? Major machlokas. And maybe there's a third. Maybe it's not gavra or chefza. It's not gavra or chefza. The Avni Miluim likes this pshat, Avni Miluim in the tshuva. He says, it's not gavra or chefza. It's just, once I'm mekabel to be a nazir, memela, I have halachas that apply to me. But it's not that, you know, I'm the same person and I be surei gavra. No, the nazir is about accepting to be a nazir. Right? What do you say by a Kohen can't marry a Grusha or do other, what kind of Yisurim are those? He's a Kohen. He's a different type of person. So Mamela, he has certain halachas that apply to him. A Nazir is like a Kohen in that regard. He, all he does is, it's not like Neder, it's not like Shvuah, it's that he accepts to have a new status. And once he has a new status, certain halachas apply to him. So again, there are nafkamina between those three ideas. Again, that's the Avni Miluim. If you want to look at just the Mar Makom, in the back of the Avni Miluim, there are tshuvas in Simen Chav Beis. Simen Chav Beis. That's what he likes to, he says, Isurei Nazir hin Isurei Chefza, or Isurei Gavra, or Isurei Nazir Isurei Torah de Raminon al Kedushas Nazir. Raminon al Kedushas Nazir. Have a toar kedusha shemekabel al atzmo. V'ha isurin hein isurei torah derami al torah kedushaso. So I'll have to get back to that and explain it a little more, but that's that. So again, this is the first stira that we have in terms of, untangling the nazir's hair. Next. Is tani tani mol in atzei besamim. If I have certain types of spices that I have to roll them in my hand in order to get the aroma out. If I roll them and crush them a little bit, then the aroma is going to come out. Am I allowed to do that on, to crush them a little bit and roll them, between my fingers? Am I worried that I might break off a piece in order to use it for a toothpick to floss with? Right? Is there such a gzera? Because that's what they used to use these for, different picks. So, Tani Molin, Atzei Besamim. One Brisa says, no problem, there's no gzera. Is Tani Tani Ein Molin? And the other Brisa says, I'm sorry, I skipped two words. Is Tani Tani Molin, Atzei Besamim? Is Tani Tani Ein Molin? So is that allowed or not? So, Mandamer Molin, Balachim. The one who says you're allowed to do that are by soft ones. Soft ones aren't good for toothpicks anyway. So you're not going to come to break it. And therefore, you're allowed to roll these to get the scent out. Mandamer Ein Molin Beavation. The one that says you can't, those are the dry ones. And the dry ones, really, you might come to break off and use. And if you try to break it off to a measured size, that could be the malacha of machatech, or it could be the malacha of tikkun, if you're making a kli. So that's the answer, right? We don't have Rav Chisda talking here, but that's the answer to the two brises. One more. Is tani tani mematkenes achardol bagacheles? Right? Chardol, mustard seed, had a certain type of pungent taste, so they used to sweeten it by putting coals on it or under it or near it. The issue was, though, that if you put the coals, sometimes too much mustard seed will extinguish the coals. So are you a little nervous about that? So is tani tani mamatkin es achardo bagachela? Some say that you can sweeten the chardo with a coal. Is tani tani ein mamatkin? Others say you can't. So manda amr mematkin bishanaso. Our gears is as follows. Manda amr mematkin bishanaso agab bagacheles. When is it mutter? Where you put the mustard seeds on the gacheles. On the gacheles. So what does that mean? The gacheles is not going to go out in this case. You only put a few mustard seeds on top of it, but the whole sides of the gacheles are open, and therefore it's not going to go out. That's why it's mutter. Uman damar ein mematkin, but the one that says not, bishanas gacheles alav. No, where you put the gacheles on the pile of mustard seeds, and the assumption is it's going to sink in and get totally covered, and eventually it's going to go out. So if it's going to cause kibuy or not, that's the issue. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has the opposite girsa. Again, the same yisod. His question is just how to explain it. He says you're not allowed to do it if you put the mustard seeds on the gacheles because that's going to extinguish it. But the opposite is not going to extinguish it. So again, different ways, but it's the same yisod about whether it's going to be extinguished or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time as we continue our march here in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitzah.